Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. And grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. I have 11 minutes to speak to you on forgiveness. Maybe we should just have 10 more minutes of silent prayer, right? Today I want to talk to you not about our ability to forgive, but about the Jesus who showed us the way. You see, the human response to being wronged is hardwired into us. From Adam and Eve, it's been blame and shame, name-calling, guilting. And it starts young. I remember when our family lived in Racine, Wisconsin. Our kids were little, and we used to have a block party every summer. And it was fun, we got to know the neighbors better, and they closed off the ends of the street, and it was a good time. Until one of the kids brought out a water gun. And one of these little tiny water stretchers things. And he was probably 4 or 5, and my son was 3 or 4, and he shot my son with a little stream of water. What do you think my son did? He went home, and he got a bigger water gun. And they did this back and forth, and his little boys were starting to bribe the neighbors, "Do you have a larger gun?" And the neighbor kid brought out a super soaker. And my son was like, "This is a little squirt," is hauling the biggest bucket of water he can carry. They were just babies. And it's like it's hardwired into us. If I am wrong, somebody's going to pay for it. As a preacher, as a Christian, as a human being, I have struggled with forgiveness for my whole life. And I can tell you, I'm still no more of an expert on it than I am on healing the blind or casting out demons. What I can do is point us to the one who showed us the way, Jesus, who on the cross, in the midst of the most bitter and humiliating agony, he could have called the Father to send down fire and brimstone. I believe he had that power. But he intentionally chose not to use it. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Scholars have argued back and forth for generations. Even some of the older versions of manuscripts don't agree whether this sentence was actually in there or not. But Jesus' teaching on forgiveness, especially in this Gospel of Luke, is so predominant that most scholars believe, yes, that was in there. But there were some editors that really wanted it not to be. Father, forgive them. Was he talking just about those soldiers that were closest to him? Was he talking about the Roman government, the chief priests, the crowds that were crying Hosanna? I believe in that moment he was talking about all of us. Every time we respond with retribution, we crucify him anew. But Jesus gives us a new chance, a new opportunity at life, gives us the spirit and the strength and the courage to say, no, I won't respond as the world responds. I choose to respond as Jesus responds. And that's how the early church caught fire. Because the followers of Jesus were called the followers of the way. The way of Jesus. They didn't use earthly power to convert. They used love. It was evidenced by the gifts of the Spirit among them. Love, joy, peace, kindness, patience, generosity, self-control. I can't tell you how to forgive, or when to forgive, or who to forgive. And I will never tell someone who's been oppressed that they must forgive. Today, my joy is simply to point us to Jesus, who took on the cross for the forgiveness of the sin of the world. Amen.